available.
Okay, we'll call the council meeting for November 13th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decision of the body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Scott Brown.
Here.
Wes Paul.
Here.
Ray Jackson.
Here.
Brian Paul.
Here.
Dan Revere.
Here.
Shelley Rowe.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Mary Elton.
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Ask a question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Ray Jackson.
Yes.
Brian Blow.
Yes.
Dan Revere.
Yes.
Shelley Rowe.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. Now need approval of the October 22nd minutes.
Motion to approve the October 22nd minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve the October 22nd minutes as presented.
Off question.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Blow.
Yes.
Shelley Rowe.
Yes.
Ray Jackson.
Yes.
Dan Revere.
Yes.
And the minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. And then we'll go to committee chair reports.
I passed out our final service quote for the Riverwalk Wi-Fi. So they were able to go through and get all that taken care of. One of the things that did take a lot of time is with our newer lighting posts. They wanted to make sure that they had access points that actually worked there, but also looked good as well, so they didn't really stick out. So it did take some time to be able to get something that would work well, look good, and provide good, reliable internet. This one will be the highest cost of all the parks because you do have some issues there in kind of arcing the internet. When we do Greg Park, it'll be a little bit cheaper than this. And then the other three that we have left will be a lot because there's not any issues. Greg Park, the biggest issue is the trees. You got over 300 trees and that does block some of the signal. So we're right on schedule with the money that we appropriated for that. We're going to be fine. Once our contact here gets a hold of Steve and the mayor, when they can start, then we're good to go. So everything looks good there and the project's moving ahead.
Okay. Any other reports? If not, report to city officers.
That's the King Vincent Police Chief. I just wanted to take the opportunity to share with you, if you haven't heard, that we recently were named in the top 10 safest cities in Indiana. That was a big deal. Obviously, for the police department, it makes us feel really good, and we're really excited about that. But it's a win-win for the community as well, and I wanted to share it with you guys because things that we've done over these last years have definitely helped to make that happen. Things like more visibility in the community with some of the vehicles, and our community outreach, we've really reached out, and the training that we've done, I said 7 years ago, public trust was such a big issue with me, it really is, and I definitely give it to not only the training and the good men and women that I have on the department that we've been able to keep around because of continued raises and things like that that's made it where they can develop into officers with a little bit of tenure there, and the community as well, and the idea that the community, they participate so well with us, whether it be through social media or reaching out and calling us. So it's a good thing to have. It's good for people asking others to come to town and buy a house. We're one of the top 10 safest cities in the state. It's good for the schools. It's good for the university. And I'm sure proud that we're there. I think it's the first time we've ever been in the top 10, and it's alongside some great cities like Carmel and Columbus and Fishers and some of those cities that when you hear people talk about Indiana, they bring those cities up, and I'm happy that we're on that list with them. Thanks.
Thank you for your leadership, too, Chief.
Okay. No old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Resolution 23-2018, authorizing the submittal of the Public Facilities Program application to the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs and addressing related matters.
Motion to read Resolution 23-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall, to read and approve Resolution 23-18.
Resolution 23-2018, resolution authorizing application submission and local match commitments between sections 1 and 2.
Discussion?
No question.
You don't want to, this
oh, no.
is...
Got a speaker up here.
Oh, I didn't see.
Basically, I want you to know this is basically the facade grant for the Pantheon again. Instead of county being the lead applicant, it's the city.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty much the same. It's not pretty much, it is the same. So I just want to make sure you were aware of that. So, okay.
Yeah.
No questions?
No questions.
Tim Salters?
Yeah.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Rob Brown?
Yes.
Ron Brown?
Yes.
Shelley Rose?
Yes.
Blaine Cash?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that all of them? Okay, by a vote of 7-0, Resolution 23-2018 passes.
And then I did want to add, with the grant the last time when the county was the lead applicant, there's a community facility fund. If you establish a community facility fund through the community foundation, you get additional points for the grant application at 25 points. With the last grant application, that did come from the county. It's the way the Knox County Community Foundation works, it's a minimum of $10,000 to establish the fund. I believe the way we had it set up was it was $5,000 from the city, $5,000 from the county. But with the application being, the city being the lead applicant this time, that commitment letter will come from the city. So I just wanted to let everybody know what that is. And right now it's just a commitment, so it's only if you get funded, and then that fund will get established at that time. So you're not establishing anything today, we're just submitting the commitment letter, and then once the project's funded, we'll take the necessary steps at that time.
And what is the time schedule for decision?
Okay, so the grant application is due November 30th, and we, as of right now, believe it's January 17th is when the announcement will be made. And that date can always change depending on how many applications they get in, kind of where they're at in the scoring process. But as we sit here today, that announcement date's January 17th.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt. Moving on to Resolution 24-2018, a resolution authorizing transfer of funds from fire pension death benefits to fire pension medical expense in the amount of $1,300.
Motion to approve Resolution 24-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall, to read and approve Resolution 24-2018.
Resolution 24-2018, resolution of the 24-2018. Authorizing transfer of funds from fire pension death benefits to fire pension medical expenses, $1,300.
Discussion? I'm sure this has just got to do with the openings the fire department had, that they've overspent the medical expense because all the new applicants had to go through a physical, so. And they weren't counting on this many openings this year, so.
Call for questions.
Rob Brown?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Blaine Cowan?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravaret?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, Resolution 24-2018 passes. Next is Resolution 25-2018, resolution authorizing transfer of funds from motor vehicle highway gas diesel to motor vehicle highway lease in the amount of $10,760.
Motion to read and approve Resolution 25, 2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve, read and approve Resolution 25, 2018.
Resolution 25, 2018, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds from motor vehicle highway gas and diesel to motor vehicle highway lease expenses, $10,760.
And discussion. This one is because it's going from a 200 to a 300 line item, and basically he just fell short in his lease, so he's going to transfer from gas and diesel to make sure he...
Call for question.
Ray Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Robert?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
And Resolution 25-2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is Resolution 26-2018, a resolution authorizing transfer of funds from Fire and Arm Reverting Donation Fund to Fire Prevention FEMA Grant in amount of $8,034.
Motion to read and approve Resolution 26-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to read and approve Resolution 26-2018.
Resolution 26-2018, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, authorizing transfer of funds from Fire Non-Reverting Donation Fund to Fire Prevention FEMA Grant, $8,034.
Discussion. This is the FEMA grant that they received, and I think it's a 5% match, and they're taking it out of their donation account to make that a match, so...
Right, and this is for
smoke detectors. And so.
Call for question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Ray Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Robert?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
And Resolution 26-2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $650,845.18.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to pay the claims in the amount of $650,845.18. Discussion.
I did want to clear up on one, the 31200. That should be to Diamond Tame instead of me personally. Yeah.
Okay. Call for question.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Dan Robert?
Yes.
Ray Chapman?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
I'll be abstaining.
Okay, then the claims are paid by a vote of 6-0 with one abstention. Miscellaneous. We have no miscellaneous. Need somebody to make a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Real quick.